let's talk about Coco McMillan,
mm-hmm.
a graduate of Shaw University,
yes.
with a BA degree in criminal justice. How did you get where you are?
Wow. I sit sometimes and I ask myself, like, Coco, how did you get here? But I went after I graduated from school and, you know, with a criminal justice degree, I did work in that area for a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks.
And then I started working. I actually started working for the university doing a lot of administrative work. And then I was called to do some work for IBM. So that's when I met Gerald. I was able to start, you know, touring with Gerald, and then it just went on from there, from Mickey Howard to Aaliyah, the OJs, and, you know, transition to gospel from Bobby Jones and just Jeff Majors, and it just went from there. God just really just opened up a lot of doors for me, and I'm so grateful because I'm doing my ministry and I'm still working my full-time job at IBM recruiting diversity candidates to come and work for IBM.
Wow. You are a busy person. Very interesting, too.
Yeah, so,
wow. Coco, how important is your ministry to you?
Oh, it's very important because, you know, as I said before, I was raised by my grandmother, and, you know, she embedded in me how important ministry was, or when you sing your songs, it's so important. And when you listen to the album, everything that I wrote about, I went through or known, and you have to go through things to get through it. And I believe in people knowing about what you've been through, your testimony, so someone could be delivered. You know, somebody within the same situation, you can help someone else. So mm-hmm. it's very important to even reach the people, to let them know that no matter what, you know, God still loves you. You know, he's a forgiving God, and, you know, he's a God of second chance, and he'll give you another chance. And, you know, if you continue to walk with him, he'll guide you and lead you in the right direction. So it's very important keep God first and do what he has called for me to do.
Mama's song.
Mm.
Is that dedicated to anyone in particular?
Yes. A couple of people, especially my mother.
Okay.
My mother, my grandmother, my godmother, my first lady, they are four very important people in my life that has helped me and guided me through everything that I've been through, the transition, you know, the ministry, spiritual mother. So that song is dedicated.
The song,
them.
Healed.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you trying to touch?
The brokenhearted.
How important is it to touch the brokenhearted?
Oh, it's very important because they have to know that, you know, you have things that disappoint you and where you hurt, and you feel like that you can't bounce back because you've hurt so much. But God can heal that wound if you look to him. He can heal the wound. And so when I talk about the song, it's just saying that He'll heal the wound. He will go in to your situation and make and put the peace into it. But all you have to do is you have to ask him. You know, he's waiting on you. He never leave you. So it's important that, you know, people need to know that trouble doesn't last always. And God is there to heal the wound.
Ever been down, Coco, and
mm-hmm.
you say to yourself,
mm-hmm.
the sun will shine.
Yeah, you know, and we wrote that song after Gerald passed.
Wow.
The producer was just saying, well, how do you feel right now? I began to tell him how I feel, and, you know, that I know that I'll get through it, and, you know, with God's help. And then Marquise, he put the song together for me. So it was really after Gerald's passing. Is when we wrote that song.
How do you want God to use you?
Oh, in a special way, in a mighty way, to reach from the youth to that, you know, because now times has changed so much, and there's different ways of reaching the youth in different music, or it could be something that you're saying in your ministry. So I just want God to use me as a vessel to bring people to Christ, you know, the people that's not in the church or don't want, you know, to go to the church, but to that I can be out there to reach those people, because, you know, we as Christians, as kingdom kids, we already there, we know, but we have to reach the lost. So that's how I want God to use me, reaching the lost.
Our guest, Coco McMillan, the project I've Been Delivered.
Yes.
And we want to deliver some folks, Coco. So tell us how we can hook up with you. Are you Twittering, MySpace?
Yes, yes. Yes, you can reach me on www.cocomcmillan.com. You could also reach me at myspace.com.
Okay.
Coco McMillan Music.
All right.
And I am on Facebook.
Okay.
Tweet me, LinkedIn, all of it. You okay. Can hit me up.
It sounds good.
Just Google Coco, you can find me.
Hey, that'll work. Coco, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Interesting conversation. And may God continue to bless you and your ministry.
Thank you so much. God bless you, and thank you for having me.
You are welcome. It's our guest, Coco McMillan. Go out, get the project, I've Been Delivered. It's Star 94.1.